Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
This is Dr. Goloszewski. Just as a reminder, the advice heard on this show is of a general nature and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to take the place of a professional medical advice or treatment. Also, consult with your physician or a qualified healthcare professional if you have any health questions. Never delay or disregard seeking the advice of a medical professional because of something you heard on this program.
You're listening to Maximize Your Health with your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski. Call with your questions at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. And now, Maximize Your Health with Dr. Dan Goloszewski.
Welcome to another program of Maximize Your Health Radio, Northeastern Pennsylvania. I am your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski, NEPA born and raised, and here to coach you, guide you, and inspire you to reach your full health potential naturally. On this program, we talk about how to get your body functioning better, how to fuel it with the right food, how to become more fit, how to beat stress, eliminate toxins, and get good essential sleep right here on Maximize Your Health. It's about setting up a healthy lifestyle for yourself so that you can win with your health, so that you're not behind the eight ball with your health, like so many people unfortunately put themselves, because you are the one who is ultimately responsible. It's not your spouse. It's not your parents. It's you. It's all about you and your health. You've come to the right place. If you're looking to build and restore your health more so naturally, this is the place for you right here on WILK. We're on here every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. And you can call in here during the next hour at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098 with your health questions. Or also, if you have a testimonial, maybe you've had a success story, maybe you started exercising more and your energy levels have gone up, or maybe you kicked an addiction like drinking diet soda or cereal for breakfast instead. Maybe you're doing a green smoothie now and you've lost weight and feel more energized and just feel better overall. Maybe your joints aren't aching you as much anymore. Come on the air, share your story so that other listeners can be inspired. Again, the number is 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. And your questions are important to me here on the show. When you call in, I'm going to be offering you some simple and effective action steps that you can begin applying today to help gain victory in your life and in your health by maximizing your health. And as always, I have a great lineup planned for today's show. Our recipe of the week is going to be coming up after our first commercial break for spinach gourmet. It's a great side dish packed with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, something you want to make, and it's very simple to make and try and put on your dish for dinner tonight. Then we're going to be talking all about B vitamins. We're going to be spending some time there today. All of the different B vitamins, all the top food sources where you can get these B vitamins and the important functions of B vitamins and what they're essential for in helping you to restore, maintain good health. We're also going to be talking about the importance of completely shutting off and unwinding. There was a Time magazine article that recently came out called The Importance of Doing Nothing. If we have a little bit of time later, we're going to cover that as well. But again, if you have questions, you can call in 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. Also, feel free to follow us on the web. All of our radio podcasts are available at www.nepadrdan.com. That's NEPADRDAN.com. And there you could find more information about my practice, Power Chiropractic Health Center. There's a welcome video there so you can get a glimpse of our office and of what some of our practice members have to say about their experience with us. And then you also want to get connected on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our YouTube channels are all on the top of our homepage at NEPADRDAN.com, NEPADRDAN.com. Get connected with us today. Well, I wanted to start by opening up for a case study from the journal, the Pharmaceutical Journal, which is a British-based journal. And the title of this case study is Ignorance is Not Bliss, Why We Need More Empowered Patients. This was from June, just a few weeks ago. And this is something I actually posted on our Twitter account and our Facebook account, if you'd like to read this. But it's about people, the patient being the center of healthcare. You know, here in the West, in the United States, often it's the doctor's incentives, the drug company's incentives, and then the patient. Although we claim and we say and we verbalize that, oh yes, we want to be patient-centered, actions don't correlate with that. So when it comes to patient-centered care, how does a patient become empowered? First of all, it takes knowledge. Knowledge is power. Education leads to power so that they can make an informed decision regarding their own health. It's not a matter of someone else controlling your health. It's about you being in control of your health, where a patient becomes more empowered. So there's a concept called shared decision making. This should become a mandatory part of training for all healthcare professionals to improve collaboration with their patients to save the NHS billions and ultimately improve patient outcomes. Now, the NHS is the system in Great Britain. So they took a 55-year-old male patient. He was active but overweight, had a body mass index of 28, waist measurement of 38 inches. He was a, you know, flight attendant, or actually not a flight attendant, a pilot for 14 years. And then he suffered a non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, back in December of 2014. So he had all the necessary medical testing, coronary angiography. He had a subtotally occluded circumflex artery, for which he underwent coronary stenting, and then he was prescribed the standard cocktail of medications, which was aspirin 75 milligrams, clopidogrel 75 milligrams, and then there was also a statin 80 milligrams, and then he was discharged. And it was contraindicated because he was on a cocktail of medications to fly as a commercial pilot and went back to his regular activities. But approximately 1 year later, he started to experience a number of disabling and persistent symptoms from being on all of these different medications, namely extreme fatigue, muscle aches, memory disturbance, and erectile dysfunction. Attributing this to his statin medication, he was on a Pfizer who prescribes a atorvastatin, which says 1 in 10 may suffer these side effects. This patient stopped his statin medication, and within weeks, he noticed a marked improvement in his quality of life in every respect. The patient decided not to take any medications and continue with a lifestyle approach to manage his coronary heart disease. Carrying out his own research of the evidence, he determined the number one risk factor for heart attack is insulin resistance, also linked to obesity, and subsequently decided to dramatically change what had been his standard diet for decades. Specifically, he cut out processed carbohydrates, starch and sugar, rice, potatoes, pasta, biscuits, milk, chocolate bars, cakes, sweets, and juice. He instituted a high-fat Mediterranean-style diet, including plenty of non-starchy vegetables, oily fish, eggs, full-fat dairy, nuts, and mixed berries. Maintaining the same level of exercise, he lost 40 pounds over 5 months, and his waist circumference decreased from 38 to 30 inches. All because he made an informed choice, he educated himself, and he chose to change his lifestyle, which was the cause of why he became ill and stressed, and heart disease and arteries became occluded over time. He met with a cardiologist who had a special interest in cardiovascular prevention for further discussion about the requirement for medications in secondary prevention and whether his lifestyle changes were optimized to reduce further risk. Following a detailed discussion, the cardiologists agreed that after looking at the evidence, the patient has made a fully informed decision in stopping his medications, and suggested that the patient should consider a low-dose statin that was less likely to give him side effects and to recommence aspirin. After careful consideration, the patient decided not to take any medications and continue with a lifestyle approach to manage his coronary artery disease, especially because his cardiovascular risk markers were excellent. Over the past 18 months, since being off all medications and adjusting his diet, he completed numerous triathlons, including a half Ironman, a long-distance triathlon, and a marathon. He feels like he's in the best health of his life. And again, just to mention his age, he's 55 years old. So he's never done these up until this point, not in his 20s, not in his 30s, not in his 40s. So all those years where he wasn't being proactive with his health, his health was beginning to go away. His level of function was decreasing. Disease was beginning to flourish. And then all of a sudden, all of these different effects of poor health began to show up. So instead of just going through the traditional approach, let's just manage your symptoms, let's just manage your illness and disease and keep you sick, but not help you become well, he decided it was time to start educating himself in getting well, of how to stay well, of how to prevent a future health crisis from occurring again. Let me just say this. I am not advising anyone listening right now to discontinue usage of any medication that you've been prescribed, okay? You continue to take your medications as prescribed by your doctors. What I am challenging you to do, however, is to educate yourself on the side effects, on the risks of the long-term effects of the medications that you're taking. And my main question to you is, what is your health plan? And if your answer to me is, well, my health plan is I go to my doctor once or twice a year and he checks me, he does my blood work, I get my colonoscopy, I get my mammogram, that isn't going to help you become healthy, okay? It's going to rule out a crisis. It's great for early detection, but it's not going to make sure that you have a full functioning, thriving state of health. There's a huge difference there. Our current conventional medical system here in the United States is not designed that way. So it's up to you, the patient, the person, the individual, to educate yourself, to take this information and apply it to your life. Go on Google, go to WebMD, go to PubMed.gov, read the research, know the medications you're taking. And if there's changes happening, if there's new symptoms beginning to show up, erectile dysfunction, achy joints, achy muscles, high blood pressure, hormonal issues, maybe low energy, chronic fatigue, these can all be side effects of medications that you've been prescribed. And that's the doctor's job. What symptom do you have? This is how much you should take. This is what you stay on. We may adjust your dosage in the future, but for many patients, this is what you're going to remain on. They're not taught a lot of times of, okay, well, when do we take someone off? When do we discontinue a usage of a medication? So that's something you have to be proactive with. And typically, a lot of doctors and nurses and physician's assistants are more likely to work with you if you're educated and you're informed and you're aware of your condition and the treatments that have been prescribed for you, the medications that have been prescribed for you. So it's up to you. And I'm not advising anyone to discontinue until you have a discussion with your doctor. They are the ones who prescribe. They are the ones who unprescribe. I cannot do that for you. Or neither do I advise any of you to discontinue anything that you've been prescribed. We want you to become empowered. So the whole purpose of this discussion that I'm having with you is so that you become more empowered and you can have a shared decision. So, you know, doc, you know, I'm reading the benefits of a keto diet. I'm reading the benefits of a Mediterranean-based diet. I'm increasing non-starchy vegetables, some fruits like berries, antioxidant-rich foods, good healthy fats into my diet, good clean plant-based proteins. I'm starting an exercise plan. I'm working alongside a personal trainer. They're advising me how to use proper form to prevent any further injury. And that's the approach I wish to take. So now the doctor says, okay, that's okay. Let's test you. Let's check you. And they may recommend a medication. But if you're upfront with them and honest with them and open with them saying, well, you know, I feel like the medication isn't going to help me become healthier. I see it has X, Y, and Z side effects. I'm already having X and Y side effects. Is there any, can we work a lifestyle plan? Now, if you're in such a health crisis where you're there's comorbidities, you're chronically ill, medication might be something you have to remain on. Or if you're missing an organ like a gallbladder or a thyroid gland or a part of your liver, then there's certain medications you have to be on, okay? Certain cases are unfortunate. Certain cases you can't, you know, there's always exceptions. So this is for the majority of people listening to me right now where you're not in a health crisis, Okay, but maybe you just got into the traditional system and you just became a number, and then, okay, you go on X, Y, and Z medications, and now I'm starting to develop more problems. These problems weren't there before I started these medications. So the whole point of this conversation is have a conversation with your doctor, with your nurse, with your physician's assistant. Set up an appointment. Don't wait for your next appointment, because tomorrow, you know, if your appointment's 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks or 3 months from now, it might be, you know, lead to more problems. Schedule it earlier, schedule it now. So I want to challenge all of you listening to just take this advice, because it's for your best interests, for those of you listening right now. The most important thing from all this is knowledge. You know, many people have a lack of knowledge. There's a verse in the Bible that says people perish due to lack of knowledge. So if you go along with the majority, with the masses of people, a lot of times that takes you down the wrong road and you end up in a worse place than if you weren't to choose that path. So most health professionals know that, again, you know, 80% of cardiovascular disease is caused by lifestyle factors, including an unhealthy diet, smoking, and sedentary lifestyle, but most are not aware of results from high-quality observational studies and randomized controlled trials, which reveal dietary changes rapidly reduce cardiovascular risk in addition to reducing morbidity and mortality. And even less understood is that overdiagnosis and overtreatment represent a major threat to sustainability of healthcare. We know it's costing our economy billions of dollars over diagnoses and prescriptions. And it's just our healthcare is out of control here because we're not going back to basics. We're not empowering the individual to be in control of their health. We're saying, no, you have to be dependent on our system, on our tests, on our drugs, on our surgeries. There's a time and place for it. However, it's vastly overprescribed. It's not my opinion. The research states it clearly. So there's an epidemic of misinformation out there, making it undoubtedly hard for healthcare professionals and patients to know the actual benefits and risks of the treatment they are taking. With biased funding of research, biased reporting in medical journals, biased reporting in the media, commercial conflicts of interest, and an inability of doctors to understand and communicate health statistics. And then you add this to a system with financial incentives for clinicians to treat according to thresholds, as opposed to a system where care is explicitly informed by the best evidence and tailored to a patient's values and priorities. The results in an environment that is hostile to giving patients the power to make decisions about their own health care. So again, folks, the takeaways here first, it's essential that skills for shared decision-making and evidence-based practice be incorporated as a mandatory educational tool in undergrad and postgrad medical training for all healthcare professionals. Secondly, clinical guidelines. By providing shared decision-making tools, it must emphasize that making the ethical care of the patient is the top priority. And with greater emphasis on community care, pharmacists must also have a role in having these discussions to help patients have a better understanding of the medications they're taking, when collecting prescriptions, and also to reduce the potentially harmful effects of polypharmacy. It's going to help the people, okay? It's going to keep costs down, but that's what it's about. It's about us, we the people. It's about the people. It's about you listening right now. It's about your family, okay? Your health, I'm sure, if I were to screen 100 of you listening right now, I'm sure at least 95 of you, if not 100 of you, would say, my health is the most important thing in my life. So my question back to you is then, well, what is your plan to stay healthy? You know, we don't want to become sick, so what do? We have to live proactively in alignment with tenets of a healthy lifestyle, okay? So it's time that this patient who was involved in shared decision-making with his cardiologist is not the exception but the rule. Okay, so maybe some of you have a question about this. You can call in 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. Also, you could submit your questions to me through email at pwrchiro@gmail.com, pwrchiro@gmail.com. We're going to go to commercial break. When we get back, we have a recipe of the week for spinach gourmet side dish, and then we're going to share all about B vitamins. We're going to go through B1 through B12 with you, conditions, foods, when to use, functions that they're designed for, right here on Maximize Your Health. Power Chiropractic Health Center is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading natural health care clinic when it comes to building and restoring your health. Owned and operated by myself, Dr. Dan Goloszewski, host of Maximize Your Health, our clinic specializes in corrective chiropractic care for all ages, scoliosis rehabilitation, nutritional counseling, and general health coaching. Attend one of our monthly health workshops or fitness classes, and let us be your one-stop shop for all your vitamin and supplement needs. We utilize top-of-the-line, non-synthetic, whole food-based, Garden of Life nutritional supplements, including multivitamins, omega-3 fish oil, calcium, probiotics, and CoQ10. If you suffer from headaches, arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, or looking to invest and build health for the future, then Power Chiropractic can help you. Call now to begin your journey to better health. 829-3580. We work with all major insurances, so call 829-3580 or visit nepadrdan.com, N-E-P-A-D-R-D-A-N.com. Power Chiropractic is located at 113 West End Road, Wilkes.
The all-new Radio.com app is available now. It's an all-new experience that puts listening at your fingertips. We've made it easier than ever to access the radio stations you love. Now, we'll save all your favorite stations and recommend others to you based on your listening. Get the news and information you rely on even when you aren't near a radio. Take this station with you on the go. Download the all-new Radio.com app for your smartphone today and listen anytime, anywhere.
Attention job seekers. Are you looking for the kind of job that not only provides a quality paycheck, but keeps you energized, uses cutting-edge technology and equipment, and treats you like family? Then you're looking for a job as a McLean Warehouse teammate. Join us for a hiring event Tuesday, June 26th from 2 to 7 at our Jessup Distribution Center, located at 43 Valley View Business Park. Management will be on site for Q&A, immediate interviews, and offers will be made to qualified candidates. Our warehouse teammates enjoy some of the best pay and benefits in the industry. We have multiple positions and all shifts available, including selectors and loaders, with starting pay up to $14.50 per hour. We're also hiring maintenance techs and diesel mechanics. So join us Tuesday, June 26th from 2 to 7 at our Jessup Distribution Center to learn how you can join the McLean team. To get the process started now, visit joinmcleanpa.com. That's joinmcleanpa.com. McLean Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Is credit card debt burying you alive? What if one phone call could help save you thousands of dollars? Years of stress and anxiety. What if one phone call, right now, could help save your family from bankruptcy? We're Credit Associates, and one phone call to us could help save you thousands. Because if you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you may not have to pay it all off. For free information on how we could settle your debt for a lot less than you owe, call 1-800-500-4787. There's no obligation, just free information. Sometimes all it takes to change your life is one phone call. Make your call now and we'll show you, for free, just how much money you could save. 1-800-500-4787. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk to call. This is too important to wait. Call 1-800-500-4787.
Your kids' clubs and sports have done all the candy and basket fundraisers. You're tired of the same old pizza places for sports banquets. It's time for something new. Try something guaranteed to make everyone jump for joy. Sky Zone Pittston. Sky Zone will make your banquet or fundraiser more fun than you could ever imagine in a brand new state-of-the-art facility. Sky Zone has more space for open jump, the Sky Slam Court, Sky Fitness Classes, Ultimate Dodgeball, and the Foam Zone. Jump into bigger and better fun at Sky Zone Pittston, now in their new location on Enterprise Way just off Oak Street. Call 570-316-0500.
This is WILK, powered by Sherwood Chevrolet Buick GMC, online at SherwoodChevrolet.com. This is Maximize Your Health with your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski. Call with your questions at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098.
Welcome back to Maximize Your Health. I'm your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski, here to deliver the truth when it comes to building and restoring your health naturally. I'm here to take your health questions during the next half hour, 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. And I'm also here to hear your success stories and testimonials of maybe some of the advice you've learned here on the program over time. Maybe you've lost some weight, you've gotten off certain medications, you were able to reverse an illness naturally by changing your lifestyle. Come on the air, share your story so that other listeners can be inspired. 570-883-0098. Or 1-800-437-0098. Also, you could submit your request to me through email for a future topic that you would like to hear me cover on an upcoming program. pwrchiro@gmail.com, pwrchiro@gmail.com. And you can also, while you're there, check our website out, get connected with us on social media. Our radio podcasts are available on the website. There's information about our practice, about becoming a patient at our clinic in Wilkes-Barre, a Power Chiropractic Health Center. You can find all that information and more at www.nepadrdan.com, N-E-P-A-D-R-D-A-N.com. And I wanted to thank our sponsors for this week, House of Nutrition. They're located at 50 Main Street in Luzerne. Currently have CBD oil. They have it in different forms, great for pain, anxiety, seizures, or other health concerns. CBD oil might be for you. Stop in, visit House of Nutrition today. Their friendly staff can help you navigate the wide world of CBD, from best-selling extracts by industry-leading brand Charlotte's Web to topical balms, creams, edibles, including loose leaf or bag tea, organic hemp honey sticks, raw CBD chocolate bars, and treats for pets as well. They are open until 6 p.m. today, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Sunday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Be sure to like House of Nutrition on Facebook as well. And if you have questions, you can contact them directly at 570-714-0436. And also, they have products for insect repellents, ticks and all, Lyme guard spray, DEET, PABA, and paraben free, certified organic with only natural ingredients. I know for me, I'm going to be getting sunscreen here soon. I got some beach vacations coming up. And if you want some natural, non-toxic sunscreen ingredients, House of Nutrition is your place to buy your natural sunscreen as well. Natural insect repellent, you know, for outdoors more often this year. It's great to use non-toxic products on our skin, since our skin is our largest organ. And it's absorbing what we're putting on it. So again, House of Nutrition, thank you for sponsoring this program of Maximize Your Health. So I wanted to share our recipe of the week. It's a spinach gourmet side dish. I actually got this from Dr. Andrew Weil. So Dr. Weil, if you're not familiar, he's pretty popular. You can W-E-I-L, Google him. He lives out there in Arizona, and he helped start a restaurant chain called True Food Kitchen. True Food Kitchen is one of my favorite restaurants ever. We currently, here in the last year, had one open in the Philadelphia area at the King of Prussia Mall, outside of the mall, in the Mall Boulevard area. And the menu, if you go online, Google it, if you're ever making a trip down to the Philadelphia area or the King of Prussia Mall, you definitely want to stop at True Food Kitchen. But this is a chain that actually started out in Arizona and California and eventually made its way east. So the closest one to us here in NEPA is in the King of Prussia, Philadelphia area. But this dish came from Dr. Weil. So it's a cold, flavorful side dish for spinach gourmet. It features a sesame seed dressing. It's often found in bento or lunch boxes. It's a useful recipe when you need to use a lot of garden fresh spinach as it cooks way down. It's a light and refreshing addition to any summer meal. So it calls for 1 pound of organic spinach washed and stems removed, 4 tablespoons of sesame seeds, which are lightly toasted, 4 teaspoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of sake, 2 tablespoons of shoyu, which is a soy sauce, or you could substitute Bragg's liquid aminos, and then 1 teaspoon of dark sesame oil. So you bring the large pot of water to full boil, plunge the spinach into it, pushing leaves down and stirring until spinach is completely wilted, which should be no more than 2 minutes. Then you'll drain and cool quickly by submerging in cold water. Drain well, then squeeze handfuls of spinach to extract as much water as possible. Place the clumps of spinach on a cutting board and slice into half-inch slices, arrange on a plate, and then you'll grind sesame seeds to medium fine, add in the sugar and grind together. Mix in the shoyu, sake, and sesame oil and spoon dressing over the spinach. So just to kind of give you a nutrition profile on this side dish for spinach gourmet, spinach contains nearly twice the iron of other leafy greens, making it one of the most available plant-based sources of iron. It's also an excellent source of folic acid, potassium, magnesium, as well as vitamin K, carotenes, and vitamin C. And then we have sesame seeds, which are an abundant source of calcium and protein, and then the sesame oil, a great source of healthy fat. So this is a powerful side dish. So let's say you go to a restaurant, and now a lot of restaurants too. So this is if you're someone who dines out often. You go to a restaurant and your side dishes, you order, let's say, a meat entree, whether it be chicken, steak, or seafood, and then you're going to get a side of either pasta or potatoes, usually mashed potatoes. Then they're going to put gravy on the mashed potatoes. And then you might get a vegetable like broccoli or asparagus, or maybe like a seasonal type of summery vegetable medley, which is overcooked, by the way. And it's not lightly sauteed or a stir-fried veggie unless you go to a Japanese restaurant and that's what you're ordering. But that's just a common, what most people do on a Saturday night dinner out, okay? So this, a lot of restaurants now have sauteed spinach. So they might crush up some garlic. They'll drizzle some extra virgin olive oil on that. That's also a healthy recipe. This recipe gives you the sesame seeds. It's more of that, has that Asian flair to it, because you're adding in the sake, you're adding in the soy sauce, like the Bragg's liquid amino acids, and plus you're getting the sesame oil, sesame seeds to give it that salty, you know, sodium, you know, taste to it. So this is a very healthy dish. If you'd like a copy of this recipe, you could send me an email at pwrchiro@gmail.com. That's pwrchiro@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to send you the recipe for the spinach gourmet side dish. So now we're going to shift gears to all you need to know about B vitamins. So B vitamins are a class of water-soluble vitamins that play important roles in maintaining normal physiologic and metabolic functions. In all, there are 8 individual members of the B family, commonly referred to as B complex. Although each B vitamin is unique, they have closely interrelated functions. The body does not store B vitamins well, and the need for them is increased by stress, smoking, use of alcohol and drugs, unhealthy dietary practices, shift work illness, and demanding travel schedules. The B vitamins play important roles in energy production, synthesis and repair of DNA and RNA, and carbohydrate, protein, and fat metabolism. They may also help calm and maintain a healthy nervous system and can be important in the maintenance of healthy skin and muscle tone. So when someone's B vitamin deficient, what type of symptoms can they experience? Even here in the United States, it's possible to become deficient in one or more of the B vitamins. A B6 deficiency, for example, can lead to depression and swelling of the tongue. A B12 deficiency can produce a type of anemia, fatigue, and memory and cognitive impairment. And then biotin, which is vitamin B7 deficiency, it's rare, it might cause dry skin, brittle nails, hair loss, and fatigue. And conversely, too much of vitamin B vitamins can be troubling as well. Most B vitamins are eliminated in the urine, but if taken in excess, can present problems. High dosages of niacin can lead to flushing of your skin. Anything more than 2 to 3 grams per day. Typically, it's designed to help lower cholesterol, but too much can lead to flushing, nausea, jaundice, and elevated liver enzymes. Once you discontinue, the symptoms usually resolve. Too much of vitamin B6 could be toxic, resulting in numbness, tingling, and even nerve damage. Findings from a recent study suggest that men who take high doses of vitamin B6 or B12 may be at increased risk of lung cancer, especially those who smoke. So B vitamins and supplements, if you choose to supplement, there's no reason not to take the whole B complex. So the 8 different B vitamins. But also no reason to take them apart from a daily multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement. Multivitamins commonly contain the full spectrum of B vitamins. So if you're currently taking a good whole food-based multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement, it should contain the full profile of all 8 B vitamins. There are also instances where taking additional B vitamins may be appropriate. For example, vitamin B12 might be useful for those who use stomach acid-controlling drugs, including H2 blockers and proton pump inhibitors. Or if you take metformin for type 2 diabetes, you want to consult with your doctor before beginning any new supplements. So the B vitamins, which we're going to get into here, we're going to actually take a quick break, and then we're going to get right into there's B1 thiamine, B2 riboflavin, B3 niacin, B5 pantothenic acid, B6 pyridoxin, B7 biotin, B9 folic acid, and B12 cobalamin. So we're going to get into all 12 of those when we get back from break. If you have questions, you can call in at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. And I'll be back in just a minute to help you maximize your health.
Power Chiropractic Health Center is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading natural health care clinic when it comes to building and restoring your health. Owned and operated by myself, Dr. Dan Goloszewski, host of Maximize Your Health, our clinic specializes in corrective chiropractic care for all ages, scoliosis rehabilitation, nutritional counseling, and general health coaching. Attend one of our monthly health workshops or fitness classes, and let us be your one-stop shop for all your vitamin and supplement needs. We utilize top-of-the-line, non-synthetic, whole food-based, Garden of Life nutritional supplements, including multivitamins, omega-3 fish oil, calcium probiotics, and CoQ10. If you suffer from headaches, arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, or looking to invest and build health for the future, then Power Chiropractic can help you. Call now to begin your journey to better health. 829-3580. We work with all major insurances, so call 829-3580 or visit nepadrdan.com, nepadrdan.com. Power Chiropractic is located at 113 West End Road, Wilkes.
Summer is here and there's no need to suffer in a hot, uncomfortable home. USA Insulation can give your house a comfort makeover. Their premium foam in your walls keeps the heat and humidity out and your expensive cooled air in. Start saving on energy bills today and insulate for as low as $53 a month. Call 570-961-7500 today for a free in-home insulation inspection or visit usainsulation.net.
USA Insulation.
Today's GetMyPerks.com deal of the day has a rich, full-bodied taste. Get a pair of tickets to Wine in the Woods for just $20. That's a $40 value for half price. Wine in the Woods is taking place at the Elmhurst Roaring Brook Picnic Grounds on Saturday, August 4th. Enjoy food from many specialty vendors and, of course, wine from local wineries. Must be 21 or older. And still available at GetMyPerks.com, get a $30 voucher to Cracker Box Sports Bar and Grill for just $15.
Parents, don't drive yourself stir crazy with all the graduations, weddings, vacations, and everything else going on this June. Take some time for yourself and go shooting. Get to Wyoming County Weapons for all the things that go boom to make you happy.
Wyoming County Weapons features all kinds of firearms and specialty items. They buy guns, one or entire collections. See their inventory on Facebook or at the store 2 miles north of the Beaumont Inn on Route 309 in the Back Mountain. Wyoming County Weapons, a different kind of gun shop.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-245-2062. That's 1-800-245-2062. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-245-2062. That's 1-800-245-2062. 1-800-245-2062.
The Addiction Rehab Specialist is an advertisement for various treatment centers and placement networks. Not all insurance is accepted. Individual results will vary. Visit addictionrehabspecialist.com/terms for more information.
Grande Pizza and Family Restaurant, Bernie Avenue, Music, and Grande Pizza Restaurant and Bar, Blakely Street and Dunmore. Delicious homemade recipes using the finest ingredients since 1971. Weekly dine-in specials. Tuesday is wing night. Wednesday is clam night. Takeout and delivery is available. Always fresh, always delicious. Grande Pizza and Family Restaurant, Bernie Avenue, Music. Grande Pizza Restaurant and Bar, Blakely Street, Dunmore. Open 7 days a week.
To maximize your health with your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski.
Welcome back to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Dan Goloszewski here on WILK News Radio. If you have questions, comments, testimonials, or future topics you'd like to hear on the program, you could submit your requests and testimonials and questions via email at pwrchiro@gmail.com. That's pwrchiro@gmail.com. And we will get back to you in a timely manner. I wanted to thank once again our sponsors of today's program, House of Nutrition, located at 50 Main Street in the borough of Luzerne, Luzerne County, exit 6 off of the Cross Valley Expressway. They currently have CBD oil in different formats, from best-selling extracts, topical balms, creams, edibles, including loose leaf or bag teas, organic hemp honey sticks, raw CBD chocolate bars, and pet treats. For more information, you could visit their Facebook page, House of Nutrition, or you can call 570-714-0436. They also are an organic vegan bakery, daily prep foods, green cleaning supplies, natural supplements and remedies, and fairly traded gifts. So we thank House of Nutrition for sponsoring this program of Maximize Your Health, open until 6 p.m. on Saturday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Sunday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Well, we're going to continue our discussion of B vitamins. We know all the different functions, nerve system function, metabolism, cholesterol lowering, a lot of energy, you know, good circulation. Okay, so there's a lot of vital things. So we're going to get into each of the eight B vitamins specifically, starting with vitamin B1 called thiamine, which is necessary for optimal energy. It's a cofactor. B1 is a cofactor for the metabolism of carbohydrates, helping turn starch and sugar into energy, which our bodies need, and it plays an important role in nerve transmission. Thiamine influences a variety of physiological functions, including metabolism. It's just a lot of carbohydrate metabolism, energy levels, liver function, and a lot more. Any deficiency of B1, typically those who consume high levels of alcohol, patients who receive intravenous feeding for more than 7 days without additional vitamins or dietary thiamine, and people on kidney dialysis, these are the folks who are most likely to develop a deficiency to vitamin B1. So vitamin B1, carbohydrate metabolism. So how much and what kind is an adult need? Again, the USDA recommended allowance 1.4 milligrams per day, 50 milligrams as part of a B complex supplement that contains a full spectrum of vitamins, including thiamine. From foods, your top foods are going to be beans and lentils, organic beef and pork, brewer's yeast, whole grain breads and cereals, oatmeal, enriched pastas, rice bran and wheat germ, milk, nuts, seeds, and oranges. These are your top B1 thiamine foods. Thiamine's generally considered safe and non-toxic, even in high doses. Doses higher than 100 milligrams may cause drowsiness or muscle relaxation. Some people report a burning sensation when thiamine is received via injection. On to B2. B2 is called riboflavin, and riboflavin is specifically designed for adrenal health. So we know that your adrenal glands sit directly. You have one on each of the top of your kidneys, and those are responsible for fight or flight, rest and digest, catecholamines, adrenaline. Okay, so a lot of times our adrenal glands get burned out from too much stress, too much caffeine, poor diet, not enough sleep, a lot of different factors that lead to adrenal dysfunction or adrenal overload. So B2, it's a water-soluble vitamin known to help support adrenal function, maintain a healthy nerve system, and facilitate key metabolic processes, including helping to turn food into energy. So what can a B2 riboflavin deficiency lead to? Too little can cause weakness, throat swelling, soreness, swollen tongue, skin cracking, including cracked corners of the mouth, dermatitis, and anemia. B2 deficiency also affects the vision, including blurred vision and itching, watering, sore, or bloodshot eyes, as well as eyes becoming light sensitive and easily fatigued. So for B2, adults, we want to take 1.4 milligrams. So if you're doing a B-complex, 50 milligrams total from a B-complex. What foods contain the highest levels of riboflavin B2? Dairy products, milk, yogurt, and cheese, eggs, enriched or fortified cereals and grains, meats, liver, dark greens such as asparagus, broccoli, spinach, and turnip greens, fish, poultry, and buckwheat. Riboflavin is easily destroyed by exposure to light. You want to buy, raw milk. If you can find it, House of Nutrition has it available, goat's milk. That's going to contain higher levels of riboflavin. So vitamin B3. Okay, B3 is called niacin. It's water soluble, as are all B vitamins. It reduces the risk of heart disease and lowers harmful cholesterol while raising the good cholesterol. So according to the National Institute of Health, 16 to 18 milligrams per day of niacin with a maximum of intake of 35 milligrams. You could do a 50 milligram B complex with B3 niacin included. You want to make sure it's in no flush form. Most B complexes, most multivitamins come in no flush form for niacin, vitamin B3. The top foods are going to be salmon and tuna, eggs, leafy vegetables, broccoli, tomatoes, carrots, sweet potatoes, avocados, nuts, whole grains, legumes, and mushrooms. And you can certainly overdose and consume too much niacin. It can lead to flushing, itching, nervousness, and headaches, to intestinal cramps, nausea, and diarrhea. High dosages long-term can lead to liver toxicity. Doses in excess of 3 grams a day should be used only under careful medical supervision. Next one is vitamin B5, pantothenic acid. Pantothenic acid is essential for brain health, okay, healthy nervous system, good for neurotransmitter conductivity, and healthy hormones. Pantothenic acid is a common nutrient found in foods in small amounts. Highest amounts of pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, are found in whole grain cereals, eggs, meat, legumes, avocado, and yogurt. Studies have shown processing and refining grains result in large doses losses of pantothenic acid, in some cases up to 75%. But since the nutrient is found in a wide array of foods, there's little risk of deficiency. So you can overtake too much. Intestinal cramping, bloating, diarrhea can take place, anything more than 10 to 20 grams. So vitamin B5, pantothenic acid for a healthy brain, healthy neurotransmitters, and healthy nervous system function. Let me just say this too. If you're deficient in B5 or B1 or any of the B vitamins and you're going on antidepressants, why don't you look at your diet first? Because a lot of these antidepressants come with horrible, horrible side effects, which alter your whole state of mind, state of being. Start with addressing the causes, the nutrients, key nutrients that maybe your body is now, it's been starved of for quite some time. Fulfill those deficiencies, take care of those, and let your body return to a natural level of health. That just makes more sense. On to vitamin B6, pyridoxine. It's a coenzyme in the breakdown of utilization of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, essential for healthy metabolism. B6 deficiency can lead to nerve damage in the hands and feet. Also, cervical dysplasia has been linked to low intake of several B vitamins, including vitamin B6. People with alcoholism, cirrhosis of the liver, hyperthyroidism, and congestive heart failure may experience deficiencies more often. Some symptoms of B6 deficiency include dermatitis, cracked and sore lips, inflamed tongue and mouth, confusion, depression, and insomnia. Again, if you're doing the 50 milligram B complex, whole food based multivitamin mineral, then you should be getting enough B6. Your top foods for B6 are brewer's yeast, bananas, cereal grains, legumes, vegetables, especially carrots, spinach, and peas, potatoes, milk, cheese, eggs, fish, and sunflower seeds. If you can overdo it with B6, could lead to toxicity resulting in nerve damage or numbness and tingling in the extremities, which can eventually become irreversible. Also can lead to nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. Okay, so that's vitamin B6. Now we're on to B7, which is called biotin. Biotin is great for metabolism, all metabolic functions. Biotin, it's a cofactor of many enzymes. Enzymes are protein, energized protein molecules, which help to digest food. These don't work properly if you're deficient in biotin. Long-term use of certain anti-seizure medications, prolonged oral antibiotic use, intestinal malabsorption, intravenous feeding, and eating raw egg whites on a regular basis can lead to biotin deficiency. Symptoms include seborrheic dermatitis, dry skin, brittle hair and nail loss, fatigue, intestinal tract issues, muscle pains, and nerve system issues. So the top foods are organ meats, barley, brewer's yeast, fortified cereals, corn, egg yolks, royal jelly, soy and wheat bran, avocado, bread, broccoli, cauliflower, cheeses, chicken, fish, mushrooms, nuts. So there's a ton of foods out there where you can get enough biotin from. If it could be affected if you're taking anti-seizure medication, your biotin B7 levels get affected, and that affects your digestion, your enzymes, and that could lead to stomach upset, irritable bowel-like symptoms, cramping, bloating, diarrhea, etc. Or if you're on broad-spectrum oral antibiotics long-term, these are discussions you want to have with your doctors. Next, B9, folic acid. We know pregnant ladies, they need their folic acid, they need their folate. It's vitamin B9, essential for human growth and development. Encourages normal nerve and proper brain functioning. Deficiency with folic acid has been linked to birth defects, low birth weight, pregnancy loss, depression, memory loss, and cervical dysplasia. Alcoholics, pregnant women, and people living in institutional settings are at a higher risk of folic acid deficiency. So your spinach, green vegetables, and beans are your top sources, as are fortified products such as orange juice, baked goods, and cereals. But I would start with the spinach, green vegetables, and beans. Also, asparagus, bananas, melons, lemons, yeast, and mushrooms. Are there any risks associated with too much? Yes, there's actually very few side effects, even when taken in high amounts. Supplemental folic acid can mask symptoms of pernicious anemia, which is a potentially fatal disease caused by deficiency of vitamin B12. So we want to get our folate, especially for us pregnant moms out there. Finally, B12. This is the one that's probably the most popular deficiency that a lot of people ask, and I get questions that I'm asked fairly oftenly. B12 is known as cobalamin, and it's essential for energy levels, adrenal function, healthy nervous system, and key metabolic processes. A deficiency can lead to pernicious anemia, as I mentioned, which can lead to memory loss, confusion, and even dementia. Since we obtain the B12 vitamin only from animal foods in our diet, B12 deficiencies tend to develop among strict vegetarians, especially vegan children who eat no animal products. However, the elderly and those who are unable to absorb B12 from the intestinal tract are also at great risk, as well as those who are pregnant and who suffer hemorrhage or intestinal disorders. So any type of animal foods, if you're doing, again, a B complex of 50 milligrams, B1 through B12, you should get your daily recommended dosage of vitamin B12. Your top foods for B12 are going to be organ meats, free-range chicken, pastured eggs, grass-fed beef, bison, venison, elk are all going to be great. You want to get specifically the red meats. Okay, a little 6 to 8 ounce cut of filet mignon or organic filet mignon. Elk, venison, bison are all going to be packed with this essential vitamin that our systems need. Now, there are, if you're vegan or vegetarian out there, there are vegan vegetarian supplementals for B12, and dosage, you want to do only 2.8 micrograms. Okay, you don't want to exceed 3 micrograms per day. So House of Nutrition has this available. You could pick up a B12 supplement if you're vegan or vegetarian. You don't do animal foods. But if you do animal foods, you want to make that a priority at least 2 to 3 days a week. 6 to 8 ounce cut of red meat or free-range chicken to make sure that you're getting enough B12. So if you have questions, you can email me your questions at pwrchiro@gmail.com. pwrchiro@gmail.com. And we will be wrapping up the show with this. One of the most important things that you could do is take time to do nothing. So Time Magazine came out here recently with this article, and we live in a society where we think that we have to always be doing something, always be engaged in an activity, education, a job, working. And if we're not, we feel unproductive. And that's just the psychology that most of Western society has developed. But in some of the most healthiest, long-living cultures on planet Earth, the people who take time to do nothing, to shut their minds off, to not work, to take a break from work, okay? It's important to work. I'm not saying don't work. For some of us out there, we need to work, okay? We don't want to just keep living off of those who do work. We want to get ourselves out there and get ourselves working and producing and producing. But conversely, we want to take time off if we're the overachiever, if we're the type A personality, if we're the workaholic, okay? Maybe you're at the point where you're on energy drinks, you're on too much caffeine, coffee, you're skipping meals, you're skipping workouts, you're not getting enough sleep. It's time to do nothing. So we'll leave it at that, folks. Take a vacation, go for a walk, take half a day off, you know, at work on a Friday, take a long weekend, take an extra day. Thankfully, most of our jobs, they give us vacation days off. Use them to your advantage. Your body needs them. You need to unwind. You need to reset so that you're more proactive and productive when you get back to work. I'll be back next Saturday, same time, same place, right here on WILK to help you maximize your health. Share this program with a friend. Tell them to tune in next week. As always, it's a privilege and an honor to be here to share what I'm passionate with all of you to help you build and restore your health naturally. Be well, be safe, and I'll see you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.